When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys?
How was your 4th?
My gosh. So where I live, fireworks are legal, but the neighboring cities, it's not. But, you know, people don't follow rules and whatever. As long as people are safe, I don't really care. But there were so many last night. Oh my gosh, people had a good time. And I'm not one of those that are like, oh my gosh, like stop with the fireworks. I don't care. I know around 4th of July, we're going to get them a few days before. We're going to get them a few days after. And it's going to be super crazy on the 4th. So I always prepare for it. I got to make sure that my dogs are taken care of. And this year, I had 3 dogs that I had to take care of to make sure that they weren't affected by those loud noises. And they were actually okay for the most part. One was totally oblivious. And the other two, Olive and my parents' dog, Mac, they were fine for the most part, except for when it would be like one of those loud pops where it almost sounds like a gunshot, but you know, it's not. It's quick and loud. Those would startle them. And I had my window closed. I have the TV on. So I ended up giving them a little bit of CBD to kind of make them just kind of go to sleep. And that actually seemed to help a little bit with my dog. Now, my parents' dog, Mac, he sleeps in his crate and he is in a different room. And so I had to, throughout the night, luckily I don't sleep well. Well, luckily for him, but I would go out there and I would open his crate and then he'd only come out like partway. He just wanted to be comforted, I could tell. And so I would comfort him and then he would go back in his crate and go back to sleep. And we did that, I think, like 3 or 4 times. And it's fine. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. But people, man, I get on Facebook and I'm in these local groups and people get crazy. They're like, what did you guys buy? The whole fireworks stand and da da da. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, every year, you have to prepare for it. And if you have the type of dog that is not going to handle it well, then there are medications. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there's things that we just know this is how it's going to be and getting mad isn't going to change it. So anyway, also my parents, their house is in kind of like a canyon. And so it echoes for us. So it's probably a little bit louder. But like I said, for the most part, it was fine. It's just, I think people like to complain about everything. I'm not a fireworks fan. I don't really need to go see. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to avoid a fireworks show, but I don't really have a need or a want to watch them. Disneyland ones, like I don't mind. I hear those every night, but I don't know. It's loud noises I don't like. I'm not scared of something going wrong. I just don't like loud noises. I've always said that like I'm an old woman. And loud noises always have affected me. So I run away from fireworks, not towards them. But anyways, that's my story about 4th of July. It was a pretty good one. We had great weather. It was hot, but not too hot. I was sad because we have a parade every year. And this was the first year since I started doing it with the kids that I couldn't do it. I actually was not in a flare yesterday, but I'm not really on any meds right now. And so, I'm on meds, but not necessarily to help with my RA. And so I couldn't take a chance that going on this parade walk would not push me into a flare. So I start my new meds next week. So that will be the beginning of hopefully it's things starting to get better. But I just didn't want to get into a flare and then not be able to work and all that. So I had to skip it. And I was really bummed because I actually bought stuff like little temporary tattoos for my nephews and my niece to wear. And then little like a visor, not visors, you know, little headbands that have like flags on the top and, you know, silly things like that. I bought that stuff forgetting that I wasn't going to be able to do the parade. But anyways, life goes on. Okay, so today we're going to talk about TikTok trends. I post about them. They're crazy. They're insane.
but I want to talk about some of those today. And then also I'm going to talk about oily skin and wrinkles and whether or not there is any type of benefit for having oily skin. So we're going to talk about that. So why don't we just get into it? Oh, goodness, you guys. The dreaded TikTok trends. Sometimes I wonder what is wrong with people. And I know some of it is to gain views, but I don't think most of it is when it comes to these trends. I really think these people honestly think that these things work. Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is mustard for a sunburn. And yes, you guys heard that right, mustard on a sunburn. I could not believe when I came across this video and this woman literally had mustard smeared on her chest. And I thought, what the crazy is happening? Like, why are we putting... So it was like yellow and red and so stupid. Anyways, she said, I've heard this works, so I thought I would try it. Now, here's why she thinks it works, because mustard has vinegar. And vinegar is another trend that people seem to think that helps with sunburns. Now, it can appear that it will take away the redness, but it can do some long-term damage. It definitely can cause inflammation. Vinegar is very acidic, and you don't want to put something acidic on a sunburn. So there's no reason for this, especially when things like aloe vera are available. We don't need to reinvent this wheel. We know what helps calm down sunburns. And it is not mustard. And it is not vinegar. And all these other crazy things you guys want to do. So that's definitely one to skip, but I thought it was an important one to talk about this summer in case any of you were thinking about rubbing mustard all over your body. Okay, another one I saw was this girl was, it's actually a funny video because she thought she was really onto something. And she was talking about, the video was showing her putting eye cream in all the places that you might get like a fine line or a wrinkle. And she was bragging because she was using the eye cream and this was going to save her from getting Botox. No, because eye cream, I've talked about this a million times, it's basically an expensive moisturizer, okay? Eye cream is not the magical product that it has marketed to be. I mean, they really, whoever came up with eye cream, I mean, they were just... I mean, correcting eye cream, I guess I should be specific. They really were onto something as far as like a new way to make money because they don't do anything. They don't do anything. Your face serums are going to do the job. If you want a firming eye cream, something that you can wear during the day so that your makeup will lie better, then that is a thing. But correcting eye cream or an eye cream that is going to help prevent you from having to get Botox, that's not a thing. That is not, you're going to spend more money on that little eye cream. I mean, I guess if you're buying a $5 eye cream, but really then you're not getting the right ingredients. Let's just stick to get Botox. Just get Botox. Or, I mean, I don't get Botox, but I'm also not using eye cream to replace Botox. Face serums, that's where it's at. That's what you want. You want a nice vitamin C. You want something with niacinamide. I never mention hyaluronic acid when I'm talking about face serums. One, because my serums have hyaluronic acid in them. Some of them do. My vitamin C does. But also because hyaluronic acid has to be used a very specific way. So that's why you want to, I just don't mention it because it's more complicated. A retinol, or I always recommend my Rejuvenator, which is like a retinol without side effects. Things like that. That's what's going to help you, as far as skincare products goes, stop not having to get the Botox. Okay, the next trend. This girl said that she does not wash her face in the morning. Instead, she uses like a rose water toner. No toner replaces washing your face. It just does not do that. You want to wash your face in the morning because you want to get the night off your face. Think about all the things. First of all, you have the nighttime products, so you want to start fresh. So you want to get those off your face. But you also have to think about our hands touch our face. We touch the pillowcase, maybe our husband or partner or whatever.
touched our face. We have animals, we have AC, we have a heater, we have a humidifier, we cook something last minute, maybe grease touched our face. Like there's so many different things that could make our skin dirty from the time we wash our face at night to the time we wake up in the morning. It's just wash your face. You're not really saving any time. I mean, how long does it take you to wash your face? In the morning, you don't have to do as thorough of a scrub that you do have to do at night. So you can probably do a 30-second face cleanse in the morning. 30 seconds. We've got 30 seconds. So definitely don't skip washing your face. A toner does not replace. Toners are important, but they do not replace. Okay. The next one is using Aquaphor on the lips in the sun. Now, Aquaphor contains an ingredient called oxybenzone, and that is going to sunburn your lips. I'm not sure if every single Aquaphor lip product has it, but if it does, check. And even the one that has SPF, check. I have actually seen more videos than I thought were possible on how many girls have burned their lips in the sun and not on purpose. I did see some of those too, where people are like, oh, really? This will give me natural lip fillers? I'm like, no, please, you guys, stop. So look for that ingredient in Aquaphor for the lips, oxybenzone, because it's the quickest way to burn your lips. Okay, another trend, and this is the last one we're going to talk about, is Vaseline to get rid of blackheads. I don't even know how this works, but basically they put Vaseline on the nose and then they put Saran Wrap and then they remove the Saran Wrap and the blackheads. It's not possible. Blackheads are like compacted into the pore. The reason it's a clogged pore and the reason why it's called a blackhead is because it has been oxidized. It's been there for so long that the oil has risen to the surface and been oxidized. And that's why it turns black. So Vaseline, which is a very like greasy, slippery, I don't even know the right term, that's not going to be able to grip those blackheads to pull them out. I don't care how long you leave that Vaseline on, it's not going to do that. I mean, think about a pore strip. Why I hate pore strips so much is because you stick them on the nose and they stick so hard to the skin that it pulls out the top of the blackhead, not the whole blackhead. And you can just see how it's pulling up. They're so bad for the skin. So if a pore strip is what you need, they're saying, to get rid of blackheads, how would Vaseline work? It doesn't. It just doesn't make sense. So we're going to skip that one too. Sound good? All right. I'm sure we'll be talking about more TikTok trends in the future because people are always doing crazy things. Okay. And it's funny because I really do think like this can't top this last video I made. Like I'm not going to be able to find something as outrageous. And then I found the girl putting mustard on her chest and I thought, oh, okay, we're going to just keep topping the last one. It's so crazy, you guys. All right. So now we're going to talk about oily skin and wrinkles. Okay. So do you think that oily skin produces less wrinkles? In theory, it seems like it would be a benefit, and it kind of is, but it's really all about how you care for the skin. Those with oily skin can definitely age faster because they are prone to acne, and often in our younger years, we do a lot to destroy or damage our skin. And so that's not setting the stage, okay, as for adulthood and all that. So I always tell people, so especially if you have acne as a teen, so important to get on a good skincare routine so you can start that process now. Even people who don't have oily skin and don't have acne, like start it early so you don't have regrets when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s. Okay, so let's talk about what oily skin is. Oily skin is the result of the oil, sebaceous glands, in the skin producing large amounts of oil. Your genes and hormones play a key role in whether or not you have oily skin. Diet probably has little, if anything, to do with whether or not you have oily skin. It used to be a myth that like if you ate French fries, then you would wake up the next morning and your skin would be more oily or you'd break out, whatever. There's not really a link that way. It's not like I ate a French fry, now I have a zit. It's not really how it works. Dr. Sam Lam, a a board, what did I say? Board certified. Did I say boardified? I don't know what I said. A board certified plastic surgeon says the best way to understand the supposed bias toward oily skin is to understand how the skin repairs damage, which is the sebaceous or oil gland as the main source of regeneration. People with oily skin may have more active oil glands and thereby have more protection. There could be an association of oil glands with thicker skin, which is less prone to collagen breakdown, end quote. This is his theory, not a scientifically proven one, but I kind of agree with it just based on what I've seen with all my clients over the years. Now, I have dry skin, so I am constantly making sure that I keep my skin hydrated because being dry or dehydrated can contribute to the development of fine lines. Oil is a form of moisture for the skin, so it definitely can be beneficial for those with oily skin. If you have oily skin, you are also prone to larger pores, and there isn't a lot you can do to prevent this unless you are able to get your skin more balanced. Again, getting on a proper skincare like I always talk about. And the earlier you do it, the better. Once you start getting blackheads or clogged pores, the oil inside the pore will start to enlarge the pore. This doesn't happen in a day or two, but it does happen. This is one of the reasons that facials are so important. Extractions. And as we get older, our pores seem to get larger, right? There are two reasons for this. One, when we are young, our skin is firm and taut, but with age, our skin is not pulled back as tight, and that makes our pores appear larger. And number two, collagen loss. This is a depressing one. The more collagen that we lose, the more pores sink deeper into the face and look more enlarged. And when you lose collagen, we also have to think about gravity. Our face starts to fall. Our nose never stops growing. So all of these things are not going to help with the size of your pores. I've talked about before, or I think I've just posted, I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but when we smile, when we're younger, you see mainly our top teeth. But as we age, you start to see only the bottom teeth. Look at your parents, your grandparents, and watch them talk, and you'll start to only see their bottom teeth. And that's because of gravity. Those with oily skin are also prone to sebaceous hyperplasia. This I've definitely talked about a lot. Very common condition that causes small bumps on the skin. These bumps are most often skin colored, but can also take on a white to slightly yellow tint. The surface of the bumps can be smooth or slightly uneven and coarse. They are caused by the overproduction of sebum in a gland. Sebum is a light yellow oily substance that is secreted by the sebaceous glands that help keep the skin and hair moisturized. These can be treated by electric cauterization. I have my ThermoClear machine that I use. There's also something called Skin Classic. So if you have these, reach out to me if you're local. Otherwise, wherever you are, look for ThermoClear or look for Skin Classic. Bottom line is that oily skin does have its benefits, but only if you take care of your skin. Getting on a proper skincare routine is the best way to care for your skin. And don't be afraid of moisturizer or oil. Your skin type needs hydration. And that is why it's oily, because you're lacking hydration. You're lacking water. If you don't give it water and a moisturizer to lock it in, then your skin will never be balanced. So there you go. That's oily skin and wrinkles. And I don't know, I think it's interesting when you think about all the different skin types. And listen, we always think the grass is greener. I'm okay with my dry skin. It's definitely caused me some issues over the years, but I have kind of figured it out. But oily skin is not as bad as it has been made to be in past years. I think we're starting to learn more things and how to balance things, and you can normalize your skin more than you ever could before. All right, that's it, guys. I wanted to say next week, when you listen to next week's episode, it actually comes out on my birthday. So look for a little special on the podcast, on my social media. Check it out. All right, guys, I hope you have a great week and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.